Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution, opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. Hey, I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it's good. I will be your host today, be psychic medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can call us at 516-418-5997. All right, let's go ahead and pick some calls, and we'll start with 246. Join in with me.
Hello?
Okay, let's go to 216. Oh, there with me. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
How can I help?
Yeah. Yeah, I had I actually had a question. My female friend. Sure, I'm just lately we just can't even. It is always some drama around her. You know, we can't even get along like we used to. You know, so.
Right.
I mean, should I just leave her alone for a couple of months and let her work herself out, or?
All right, let's go with 678. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hey, Michael, it's Susie.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. I'm doing all right.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm happy to see you on the air.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you the last couple of days. So.
Yeah, I've been trying to catch you.
Right. Yeah, I have been having some problems connecting, so hopefully all those are behind me now so I can move forward.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question for you. I was I just had a relationship end on me last Friday.
Right.
And it's somebody that was from my past that came back, and I was actually trying to help him get through what he was going through.
Right.
I want to see what you think if he will return sometime again, or you see somebody new coming in for me.
I feel like that's out of the end. I don't see it coming back to you, but I do see somebody coming into your path that will be the thing that you've been looking for. So I'd say timeline on that would be October.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a lot of issues, the man that that I ended the relationship with, so.
Right.
I don't see.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't see him fixing anything real soon.
No, I don't see that either. Like you said, he's got his own issues and stuff, and, you know, don't take it personal. You know, when he broke up with you or you broke up with him, you know, there will be something down the road for both of you. But, you know, down the line with him would be down the line. I don't see him coming back into the picture very soon, so.
Yeah, he's been, you know, he's been connecting with me for now a course of about 4 years.
Right.
And, you know, keep on bouncing back to me while he keeps going back to try to fix, you know, other things in his life. And it's just not been working. But since I know he has issues, but he's so wishy-washy on me all the time that I really just can't deal with it anymore. I've just got to permanently shut the door on that. Yeah,
you got to move on past that. It's not healthy for you to be in that relationship. I mean, he's not capable at this point of showing you the love that you're looking for. He's got his own little demons that are in his head and stuff like that. So, all right.
Okay, Michael. Well, thank you very much, and it was very nice talking to you.
You too. Don't be a stranger. All right. Talk to you again.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. All right. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead. If my switchboard will work, we'll be fine. 850, you're on earth. Hello.
Yes, hello. I just want to see if you can do just a little mini reading on how things are going with my mother and what do you see happening.
Okay.
On that.
All right. Can I get your first name, please?
Michelle.
Michelle. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's Was she or is she in a nursing facility?
Yes, she was. She sure was.
Okay.
She's in the hospital right now, and
yeah. How old is she?
She's 73.
73. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I see her coming out of the hospital, but I feel like she's going to return to that living facility. That's possible, but yeah.
You see what now?
See her go back into a nursing home or a nursing, they don't call them nursing homes anymore, living facility, so. Okay.
What do you see on the neglect on her? She, of course, she's still in the hospital, and now her bladder's not working because of the neglect.
Right.
What do you see coming of that? I thought about getting an attorney. I got DCF on the case and everything, and I didn't know whether to get like Morgan and Chase, and then I found a private individual. His name was, I think Richard was his name, so I'm not
okay.
really sure who to go with. I wrote down his name, oh, Richard Sharp, so I'm not sure whether
okay.
to go with Morgan and Morgan or Richard Sharp, the one that... Because I know I got a case 100% that was neglect
yeah,
and abuse.
They need to be looked into because you're not the only ones that are going through this. Other people are as well. But for some reason, people are not talking, you know, letting other loved ones know that things are not good. So they're having a hard time doing that. I would go with Morgan and Morgan. I really feel good about that. I got like a tingling sensation that tells me I'm on the right track. So I would go with them. And I'm sorry you're going through this, and you know, but you know, in the long run, they're going to have to. It looks like they're going to have to pay some money. So.
Really? How much do you see? Of course, you can't really put a price on my mother's life either.
Right. Yeah. You can't. Yeah. There's no. Yeah. No price tag on that. I don't really have that information right now, how much that will be, but, you know, you definitely have a case, so I'm glad that you're going forward with this, so, all right?
Oh, yeah, because I don't want it to happen to anybody else, you know?
Yeah, people are just afraid to step up and say, hey, this is not right, so, but I'm glad that you're, you know, I'm sorry your mother's going through this, and you're going through it, but, you know, there's a reason for it, and I'm glad that, you know, she's going to come out of the hospital okay. I don't see any major problems there. So, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You
or
too,
good
honey.
Night, I guess. Okay.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
956, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Michael? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help?
I want to see what you could tell me in regards to my employment.
Okay. Has it been chaotic there? I kept trying to see people going back and forth and nobody knows what they're doing. Does that make sense or am I off a little bit?
What was it that you said that people are going back and forth?
Yeah, it just feels like things are going back and forth on that. So nobody knows what to do. But also at the same time, I'm getting like you're in the right place. Have you been thinking about leaving?
Yes.
Okay. You know, that's your choice. You know, I see you working someplace else like, looks like about early September, so. Okay?
Does it show like out of city or the same?
It feels like it's a new place. I don't see, yeah, it's a new place.
I mean, but it's with the same company, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I'm up for a promotion, that's why.
Excuse me?
I'm up for a promotion. But
oh, okay. I see that working out. Yeah, I see that working out for you, so.
Okay.
All right.
I'll write it then. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. If you'd like to be a part of the show, it's 516-418-5997. Right now I have open lines, so man, I've had a good day. Hopefully you've had one as well. And you know, it's amazing when we turn our lives over to Spirit and our angels and our spiritual guides, things go a lot smoother. So we just have to trust Spirit to help us out of situations, and you know. But Spirit's always in charge and in control, so. All right. Well, I don't have much to say today, so I'm going to go ahead and actually close out. I appreciate you listening, and just like I said, the best way to follow me right now is follow me, because when I do shows, I'm in different places at different times. So one thing I would ask you to do as well, is just pray for me, pray for the show, pray that we will continue to help people, and helping other people, we change things. And that's what's important, is unity and love and stuff like that. So, but I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye, and I will see you hopefully maybe Tuesday. And just like I said, just follow us, and you'll get reminders of when I come on. All right. Thank you very much, and I love you guys. Have a good day.